stacking up losses, I'm handing them out, yeah, I had to go delegate. It feel like I'm floating, I'm lost in the moment, that's why I can never take. They never believed that I would really fly. I had to go demonstrate, I had to set them straight.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Mindset Cafe podcast. It's your boy, Devin, and today we got another Thursday Thunder for you, a little Thursday brew. Before we start this episode, make sure you guys take the time to leave that, you know, review and give us that 5 stars. It really does help us out. And I just want to start off by saying, you know, I appreciate everyone for their support and everything thus far. If you're not already a part of the Facebook Mindset Cafe community, it's a free Facebook group. But, you know, join in on there and, you know, it kind of elaborates more than just the podcast, you know, and you can and connect with other like-minded people and, you know, get that deeper dive of mindset and help you elevate you to your goals and overcome problems that you may be facing. But with that all being said, let's get into today's topic. And today's topic and today's perspective change is becoming or being. What I mean by that is, a lot of times we will tell ourselves or tell others what our goals are, what our aspirations are, and it comes from a place of us talking from, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to become this, I'm going to become that. And when you start to word it that way, you're essentially telling yourself you're not that yet. So that's just a future goal and destination, right? If I'm going to, let's say, be a millionaire, right? If I say I'm going to become a millionaire, then naturally I'm going to, you know, have that as a goal and an aspiration. But in my head, I should be telling myself I am a millionaire, right? Whether I physically have that $1 million in my bank account or not, it's one of those things where you should be doing the things that a millionaire would do. What I mean by that isn't like, you know, vacationing and so forth. How did that millionaire become a millionaire? What would their daily life be like in the pursuit of becoming a millionaire before they achieved it, right? And start doing those things, building your routine, building your habits, building, you know, your self-discipline. So my thought is, if you tell yourself, I'm going to become this or I'm going to do that, or I'm going to try this, it's one of those things where instead of saying, yeah, I'm doing that, or I am working on that currently, and saying, oh yeah, I will try that, or I will do this, you're giving yourself an out already by using the word try, right? Because trying implicates the fact that you might do it, you might not, you might give it a shot, you might not. And it's one of those things where if you're already naturally giving yourself an out, we typically tend to lean towards the easier path, right? The path of less resistance, the path of less pain. And so by using try or using become or using, you know, those kind of terminologies, it's one of those things where you're already giving yourself a subconscious out. You're giving yourself a subconscious, if it doesn't work, oh, well, I'll try to do something else. I'll try to become something else, right? So I want you to start using words and framing your self-talk in a way that aligns with you changing your actions and you changing who you are already today, as if you were already at that goal, right? If instead of saying become, I'm going to become a fitness influencer, why not just start doing what a fitness influencer would do today, right? Take before and afters of yourself daily. Right? Take pictures of you working out. It doesn't matter, you know, what you look like and stuff like that. Like, the process is the whole thing. People love authenticity. So it's one of those things where you could take pictures of you working out. You could take pictures of your meals, right? If that's what you want to be. You don't have to wait until you already eventually become, you know, the look that you want to look or the person that you want to be. You can start doing those habits now, and that will reinforce your habits and your routines around your actual goal. So I just want, today's, you know, Thursday brew is a little shorter, but I just want to give you guys that perspective change of stop telling yourselves, you know, I'm going to try this. I'm going to give it, you know, my all, and I'm going to try this time. It's like, dude, okay, well, fuck your tries. Like, you've tried. Okay, now what? It's like, I'm going to do this. Instead of, I'm going to try to do this, I'm going to do this. I'm going to be a millionaire. I'm going to be a fitness influencer. I'm going to be this. Versus, I'm going to try to be a millionaire. I'm going to try to be a fitness influencer. I'm going to try to do this. I'm going to try to have a family. It's like, just tell yourself you're going to do it. It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when, right? Because there's no set date that certain goals have. Like, you can't, you know, have a date that, you know, you might achieve millionaire status or fitness influencer status. But it's one of those things where if you don't give up on the tasks that you need to do and the habits that you need to build, it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. It will happen. You just have to trust the process and not give up on the days that it gets difficult, the days that you meet that resistance, the days that you face the obstacles. So it's just a matter of when, right? So it's not you giving up on those days that it is hard. Anything worth any value is going to be difficult to get to, but you giving yourself that natural out by saying, I'm just going to try it, or I'm going to, you know, become this one day, you're already giving yourself an out. So start being instead of trying, and start building those habits and those routines around your actual goal, and it will happen. You just have to trust the process. So I hope that helped you a little bit in reshifting your self-talk. And I want you to really evaluate the way you talk to yourself. Evaluate when you're telling your circle what your goals are, right? Evaluate when you're talking about your future aspirations, how are you wording it? Because words are everything. So it all starts with how you actually talk to yourself. And how you talk to yourself, your subconscious will let that sink in, and that's what actually your subconscious starts to believe is reality, and eventually it will become your reality. So I want you to really analyze how you're actually talking to people and how you're talking to yourself and how you're using your words to depict your goals and your future aspirations. But with that being said, make sure you guys leave a review. I know we didn't have a Friday Night Live last week. I was actually out on a business mastermind and things were a little bit chaotic. So we will resume the Friday Night Lives tomorrow. So make sure you guys tune into that. You can tune into that on my Instagram, devin.gonzalez, as well as on Facebook. And we will see you guys there, and we will see you guys in the comments. Be ready to ask questions and engage with the rest of the community. All right. I appreciate you guys. Love y'all. See you guys tomorrow night.